My name is Ken Hoyt. I have plenty of Tlingit names, but I was born in Anchorage and grew up mostly in Bellingham. But we kept in touch with Marengo and our family here. And then as a grown-up, as soon as I could, I moved back. Stayed here for 3 years. I was on WCA Council during that time in like 2013 or 14. And we rebuilt the Sheikh's house during that time. And then for about 10 years, we've been on the road while my wife became a lawyer. She went through law school and she's been a public defender. And then we just moved back in, 2023. So we've been back almost 2 years. In that time, you know, we've been finally back on the project of the totem poles. And there's been a few cultural undertakings. But that's why we moved back, to participate in our culture and the cultural revival here. I've always been at the intersection of our traditional cultures and health, and especially cultural resurgence. This lethal irony that our food was such an important part of our culture and who we are and kept us healthy for millennia. And then that thing, that habit was swapped with the adaptation to the Western lifestyle. It's like so sedentary and full of empty calories. And then we have all these health issues because of that. I worked on that issue professionally for 6 or 7 years. And then the last few years, it's been more about behavioral health and mental health. And of course, substance use and having our culture alleviate those pressures.
What is your goal?
To me, this is just another route to go about loving my people. Like, that's what motivates me in all my big decisions and in a lot of my small decisions, is just to be motivated by love. I'm just madly in love with the Wrangell Native community. If they would like me to be useful in this position, then I'm willing, I'm available, and I'm ready. I've been training professionally and then educationally for some time now. I have a bachelor's degree in Native Studies and Community Development. So that's kind of an emphasis on local governance and a lot of the questions that would come before council. We always think about it being a cultural thing, but it's also a financial thing, a political thing, a brass tacks, economics. I think we think it's cultural because that's who we are as Tlingit people, as big proponents and participants in democracy. Like, we have a pre-contact idea of democracy, and then once American democracy got here, we took to that. Like, it was not imposed, it was embraced. So in that respect, it is a cultural thing, and it would be neat to pick up on this legacy from those ancestors.
And what makes you a good fit to be on the council?
It's not a paid position. Like, it's a volunteer spot, and it requires so much energy and time and diligence, and as part of that, having a sense of humor, rolling with the punches, and working as part of a team. I bring those traits to the job, but mostly energy, enthusiasm, and to be excited to pitch in on what's been happening and what's ahead, and all those challenges ahead.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about this election?
I've been saying, like, it's absolutely none of my business who people vote for, but if they would want me or need me in there, I'm here, and I'm more than willing to help out.